When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. So I've got a couple announcements to make, a little housekeeping stuff. First and foremost is I want to direct everybody's attention to something I posted about in the forum. As you, most of you know by now, we have these little art challenges going on, and particularly the art and story challenge, which is stickied at the top of the forum. And Bob Learned and you guys have been doing a great job of coming up with monthly topics for us to do little art challenges, you know, a little illustration based on a topic. And we had a great one where we were doing it based on Kevin Cross's Monsters Are Go project, followed by a terrific, a great one, Saturday Morning Cartoons, which we had a lot of terrific submissions from you guys about. And there's a new one going on. And, you know, it seems a shame to have all this great artwork on display only in the forum just for us. So I started up a Tumblr account. It's storiers.tumblr.com. And I thought that we could start posting the artwork from the forums there. Now, rather than put somebody in charge of it to have to maintain it and upload all the images and constantly post to it, I thought it'd be much more empowering, for one, but also a lot easier if I just allowed access to you guys, the Supreme Storiers, to participate on the storiers.tumblr.com site. And post without having to ask for permission from you guys to post the images. You can just decide for yourselves if you want to post the images there. And it got me thinking that this would also be a really great way to put a public face on the forum beyond what Art and Story Alive is for the forum in audio. The Tumblr account will be for a blog. And thinking that way, I thought, well, why not even open it up to where you guys can blog on it if you want. If you want to post some process stuff there that you would post in the forum, but you can also post it publicly if you feel like taking it public. Now, this will achieve a couple of different purposes in my mind. One, I'll just be honest, it promotes the forum. It promotes Art and Story Supreme, but it also promotes you guys, because as soon as we start getting some content on there, I will link to the storiers.tumblr.com site on the main page of the Art and Story site, and I will be sure to plug it heavily in the regular Art and Story show, the main show where that gets the bulk of our listener traffic. So if you want to play along, that would be great. How do you do it? You just email me, jerseydrozd@gmail.com, and ask for permission to post on there, and I have the administrative key, so I will create an account for you. You will be sent an invitation via email, and then when you respond to that, there'll be a link that's sent to you. You respond to that link, and you'll be ready to post on there. So if you're interested, play along, won't you? Storiers.tumblr.com. The site's all put together, and it's looking pretty cool, and Bob Learned of Oxymoron Press has already started posting some stuff on there, and I'm going to be posting on there too. So it'll be a nice way to share some of the stuff. The inspiration was, just to close out this little news item, was I was posting about some stuff in the Storiers forum and on Twitter, and I try to tag all my Twitter posts about Supreme stuff with the hashtag Art and Story Supreme, so that people who don't subscribe know that don't even bother clicking this link, because you won't be able to see it. But I forgot to one time, and somebody posted, hey, I clicked that link and I couldn't see anything. So I thought, well, gee, that's a shame that there's all this neat stuff there, and we should show some of it at least, you know, if for no other reason than to just show people what fun we're having behind the subscription wall. So that's one. I don't remember what the other announcements were that I had. And that's what you get for jumping into doing a microcast without any pre-prep. But, you know, that's also something I've been experimenting with lately, is really not prepping so much for this stuff. Not to be lazy, but to be to let more of the casual nature of what... To be more casual. Let me put it that way. To be more casual with doing these shows. Because something that I've been talking about with some people on the air, off the air, and on the Twitters and in the emails is exploring this possibility of trying to compete with terrestrial radio, not in terms of format or production values, but by embracing some of the advantages of new media, and that is being more candid, forthright, and less polished in certain respects. Gosh, I feel like I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I'll just go on the tangent, and then I'll follow up on what I was going to say today on the next Thunder Punch Daily, because I didn't even hit at it. So it's not like you guys even know what you're missing out on, right? Nobody's disappointed, I hope. I have often subscribed to something that Alex Lindsay of the This Week in Media podcast said a long time ago, and he said it repeatedly. And I tend to subscribe to a lot of things this guy says. I think he's a really smart guy, and I think he is very forward-thinking in terms of new media. And one of the things he said was that podcasters should not consider themselves competing with other podcasts, but competing with traditional media. You're competing with radio. Why should people go through all the trouble of downloading a podcast unless it's better than what they're getting over the airwaves, right? Let's face it. It's getting easier to get podcasts. I mean, there's the Stitcher app for smartphones, and gosh, I love that thing because I don't have to actually sync my phone with my iTunes anymore. It's just like, I just subscribe to like 20 different podcasts on there, and it's just updated over the airwaves, and I can listen to it anywhere I go. That's getting better, but a lot of people still don't have smartphones. Or if you've got an iPod Touch, you can't get, you know, Stitcher or some of those other podcatcher app aggregators on an iPod Touch because you don't have Wi-Fi. So it's still easier for people who have commutes to turn on the radio in their car than it is to sync podcasts to a device and then hook it up via some kind of adapter in their car, right? So you still have to have some kind of value add. Now, I interpreted Alex Lindsay's statement to mean that we have to have really polished content, really high production values. That is one of the reasons that over the last 7 to 10 months, I've been so aggressively pursuing getting really good audio equipment for myself and for Mark and Kevin. And actually, it's thanks to you guys providing support of Art and Story Supreme that allowed us to get the mics, the mixers, and the preamps that we've been using. And Skype still lets us down every once in a while, but there's no way around that. That's just a problem with bandwidth and with network connectivity. We can't avoid that. There's no amount of money we can throw at that. Well, I suppose if we had a lot of money, we could all get T1 lines, but that's a little bit beyond what we could possibly raise given the size of our audience. Unless you guys all happen to be millionaires and you haven't told me. Or unless I should suddenly become wildly successful in my comics work, but I'm not going to hold up my hopes for that. So anyway, I've been, you know, over the last 10 months, I've been going through these cycles of really focusing on the content of Art and Story. Like when the guys and I would get together to start putting together ideas for shows, there would be the occasional episode, and I would announce it at the top often, like, this is going to be a laid-back one. And that would be one where we just had a topic, we kind of talk about it for 10 minutes, and then we just dive into the discussion. But a lot of the past 10 months worth of episodes, I would spend upwards of 2 days on and off revisiting the idea, researching it, writing down bunches of notes, 60 to 70% of which never even made it into the show because there wasn't time. And you put it in a Google document and share it with the guys, and they would contribute some notes to it. And there would be a lot of prep going into those shows in order to keep the signal-to-noise ratio high. And I think the Comics from the Ground Up series that Mark and I did is sort of the apex of that kind of focus on and putting a ton of content into the smallest spot available. And that's why some of those episodes ran like 2 hours. And there was very little joking around, very little downtime. Now, some people loved it, some people didn't like it. But what I'm coming around to now, and I do think, honest and for true, that this is applicable to our work as comic book creators, cartoonists, comics creators, is that perhaps being a little more casual about it is an advantage, because I've been listening to a show called Spark. It's a CBC radio show that they collect as a podcast, and Radiolab, both of these shows I was pointed towards by Storyers, and they're great shows. I also listen to occasionally to NPR, Talk of the Nation, All Things Considered. And when somebody makes me, I listen to This American Life. And all of these shows have super, super high production values, but also the content is divided up into these little bite-sized chunks punctuated with musical transitions, and it's all very nicely done. But as somebody who has grown accustomed to listening to podcasts, where, you know, like This Week in Media, where it's like an hour of just four people talking, it gets to be, what am I trying to say? It almost feels like a short attention span theater where they don't trust their audience to be able to grab onto the topic and really listen. And granted, a lot of people can't when they're doing, you know, other mind intensive things. Like if you're at work and you're working on a computer, you can't really be paying attention all the time. But for most of us who are drawing while we're listening, we can do that. When I'm inking, I can sit there and get lost in somebody else's thoughts for a little while and start to formulate my own and stop inking for a second to jot down a note of a thought that occurred to me while I was listening to them. So that is an advantage. Being casual, being freeform can be an advantage in audio. Now, the next question is, can it be an advantage in, you know, images, in comics? And it seems like there are some ways that people have been playing around with that. You know, like Mark has been messing around with that process blog on cbcomics.com where he's letting the entire thing show. He's opening the robes and letting you see all of the dirty, half-baked thoughts and sketches that come together into the fully polished panels and pages. And that's something that people have been messing with for a long time, but it's something that, again, it's like this idea of new media. You always, I think the one question you have to ask yourself is, what's the one thing that this new media can do that old media cannot do? Otherwise, all we're doing is just replicating what old media does, but not quite as good. Not quite as good? Yes, not quite as good, because a web comic, let's face it, I know there are people out there who prefer to read comics on the web, but I do think that in a large sense, they are still a minority. Most people want to hold a physical object in their hands. The iPad is a good step in the right direction, but still, it's not as nice to flip through a digital edition as it is to flip through a physical edition. It is, as I pointed out earlier, it's inconvenient to a degree to get audio onto a portable device. It's more convenient than it's ever been, but it's still not as convenient as just turning on the radio. So, and yeah, you could say the on-demand thing makes a big difference. It does. It does. Because when I turn on the radio, if I want to listen to All Things Considered, oh, it's 2 o'clock. Well, I got to wait till 5 before All Things Considered comes on, right? But there's that ease of use of turn on the button, you know, press the button, and it's just audio starts happening, right? So, yeah, I guess this was sort of like a quick wondering, amusing about being more casual and more candid, which I have been playing with through Thunder Punch Daily, and I'm getting to like it. Believe it or not, I actually miss doing Thunder Punch Daily when I don't get to do it as often as I'd like. I'd love to take it daily, but schedule is preventing me from doing that right now, and probably will be for the rest of the year, looking at my calendar. So, okay, them's my thoughts for today. So who am I? Jersey Drozd, jdrozd.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for your support of this project. We couldn't do it without you. I mean, we literally could not do this thing without you, because as I said earlier, your support provided us the funding to be able to get the audio equipment to do the shows and make them sound as good as they do. You know, people come around and they say, well, audio quality doesn't matter as much. I know that, because Ted Secco's Idiot Engine podcast is fantastic, and he records it through TalkShoe, and TalkShoe sounds like turd. But it's serviceable. However, there are some people who actually listen to the show in very noisy environments, and people who work in warehouses, for instance, and they have emailed us to say that a little better audio quality makes the show more listenable to them, so they don't have to crank up their headphones all the way to the max and blast their ears out to get like really tinny audio. So it does matter to some. And I would suspect that if we went to doing everything through TalkShoe, you guys would notice the difference. I'm sure that you'd still enjoy the banter and the ideas that we explore, but I think that the enjoyment would be diminished slightly. I suspect that anyway. At least it would be for me. So thank you once again for supporting this. You allow us to do a lot of stuff that we've always wanted to do, but never thought we could do. So that requires a thank you and a thank you again. So I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Well, that Daymar was really quite a fellow, wasn't he? Orko had no idea just what he was getting into with his mixed-up magic spell, but he soon found out that he'd let something loose he couldn't handle. Now, we know that in real life there aren't any magic spells or demons, but there are problems. And just like Orko, sometimes you'll find you've got one that's too big for you to handle. At times like that, remember, there are a lot of people out there who really care about you. So talk to them. Telling them what's wrong is the first step toward making things right.